In this time when your planet is changing and your own energy is being prepared to change as well, it is a time when you can become aware without judging of the patterning that has been with you for a long time. Now, we are going to look on the positive side of this, because some of the patterning that you have developed, usually yourself rather than picked it up from childhood, is quite good. So when a particular thing is challenging, you have developed a new way of responding to it. And you want to notice that as well, that is an excellent thing and much better than it has been in your past. So to be sure you acknowledge that when it happens. And then to notice on the other side of the coin, as you would say, that there are times when your responses are old and painful. And that is inevitable in a time of growth and change. And again, not to judge them. You do not even need to have an opinion about it. But you need to have a part of yourself that looks at how much upset is engaged in something, or how much pain is involved in something, and allow yourself to know that that comes from an old patterning. It does not, of course, eliminate any of your humanity, because in life there are upsetting things. But to be able to look at the level of upset around something and say, I am going to work on a belief that will help me diminish this. Now notice we said belief, not a thing to do, but a belief. And if my belief in this time was for me, was respectful of myself, was supportive, was knowledgeable about my own ability to align with the universe, then it is not that this thing may not be upsetting, but it is not going to take all of my energy. It is not going to drain my resources. I can say, this is an upsetting thing, feel a certain amount, and then say, I believe that is enough, and move the focus. Now, we understand that when you are in an emotional place, that seems impossible. But we would like to point out to you that the things that you have healed already at one time also seemed impossible. Choices that you made that were bad for you, you are not making them anymore. And that seemed impossible. So that feeling will probably always come up. But as you see your own progress and you see how you are handling things that come up in your life, know that whatever is up in your life now can be handled as well. It is, it is one of the extensions of faith when you are able to consider that. So we will begin to breathe deeply and easily together. Feel that you are in a cone of energy that makes you safe, that makes you able to be peaceful. And you may even be aware of the movement of energy outside of your cone. But observe it and understand that you do not need to enter into it. You may know that it is there, but know also that the place you are in is separate from it, apart from it, and that the place you are in is more true and more strong and more protected. And from that place, you are able to create without warring with the energy that is moving outside. And this is a thing we want to be able to hold now, because it will greatly assist you in all of the things that you are doing in your life. So as you are breathing, allow a cleansing energy from the earth to come up into your root center and to wash away all the fear and all of the old patterning around what you believe about creating your life. Let that cleansing energy free you of the heaviness and leave that center strong and able to listen to your heart, the center of wisdom, to your third eye, the intuitive center. Feel those centers moving together to help you to create your life and what you want in it. Feel the cleansing energy move to the second center and wash away shame and judgment and regret so that none of that stops the flow of energy in your own body, in your own life. Feel the cleansing energy come into the solar plexus and wash away any of the emotions that no longer serve you, making a place for joy, making a place for contentment. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and wash the heart center. Wash away the pain. Wash away any obstructions that might have prevented you from becoming who you are here to become. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let that cleansing energy wash away any communication that would in any way prevent you from speaking to who you really are and who you are really becoming. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body, into the third eye. Wash away doubt, and wash away any belief you might have about limitation of your knowing. Let all of that cleanse and fall away, leaving only the clarity and the power of your own third eye and its abilities. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy wash away any obstructions to opening the crown, to opening it widely, to receiving, and knowing that that receiving is what it should be, and as large and as abundant and as joyful as it was intended to be. Now feel your own energy move lightly up, free of worry and care. Come out to the crown. And move freely into the night sky. And become who you really are again. And know your light among all light. see the path that extends through the stars and feel how easily you walk on it, how supported you are as you walk through the universe. And ahead, see the gates that open to allow you to move into this place, which is your place. And know that this place is full of blessings, full of peace, full of abundance, full of love, full of connectedness. And feel a golden rain falling as you move forward. And move to a place where your teacher waits for you. And take this time to be with your teacher. Now receive a gift from your teacher. Rest the mind, know the gift. Thank the teacher who's come to be here with you. And turn, come back to the blessings, taking in as many as you can. Come to the gates and enter your path again. and come down the path and into the room again. And as a gift, find for those who sit with you a message. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.